Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Firstly, for circulation of the text on ethical considerations and for giving my delegation an opportunity to share a couple of thoughts and reflections on the ongoing discussion. Mr. Chairman, many here have noted that they have ethical considerations and practices in national doctrines, laws, procedures, etc. Then that in itself, in our view, should act as a support for and a segue, so to speak, for larger discussions and consideration of other perspectives on the matter of ethics at this forum, which in our view also remains an important part of the discussion on laws. Mr. Chair, it has also been pointed out before that states possessing laws perceive a distinct military advantage. These states will likely be more inclined to use them given the limited to no loss of soldiers and citizens on the battlefield. Such a scenario will certainly lower the threshold for going to war. Additional consequences, such as depriving the competence of the targeted state from the protections under IHL, have also been elaborated in detail. Therefore, while we can certainly understand that lower thresholds for conflict escalations and prolongation has a military and security dimension, as has been pointed out, however, it is also important to note that the means and methods employed that we are speaking about right now, that is laws, also have an ethical dimension, which remains relevant, as has been eloquently pointed out by others, including Brazil, ICRC, and Article 36. Therefore, we would request that this section be, these elements may be retained here and also be reflected in our section dealing with security issues. Further, Mr. Chairman, with also reference to the ongoing conversation, I wish to recall that many in this room have continued to point out in our discussions throughout the GGE that larger international law, including IHL, is not static. The need for its continued evolution to stay abreast with the realities of the world that it is supposed to guide and govern has also been stressed by many. It has also been eloquently elaborated that IHL in itself encompasses ethical perspectives in its own unique ways in the form of military ethics, so to speak. Well, the IHL, as it was developed, was done at a time when the questions we are asking today, owing to the unique challenges of laws, were simply not being asked. Therefore, even if we remain within the confines of looking at international law and IHL, our discussion and focus on ethics cannot be avoided for the very same reasons. Therefore, Mr. Chair, we support further work and retention of this section in an appropriate manner. I thank you.